Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. More and more health-conscious individuals are going green, and we're not talking about environmental and climate change concerns. As interest grows in incorporating more leafy green vegetables into our diet, many are turning to green drinks and green smoothies, juicing or blending greens like spinach and kale with fruits to make them more palatable in liquid form.
Joining us to talk about green drinks and green smoothies, including vegetable-fruit combinations and recipes for the novice liquid foodie who wants to go green, is Yuri Elkame, a registered holistic nutritionist, fitness expert, and health coach. A former professional soccer player, he writes the Eat and Run Diet and Fitness blog at U.S. News and World Report.
Thank you for joining us on Take Care, Yuri.
Well, it's great to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know that we should be eating so many more leafy greens than we do, and other vegetables as well. We don't have a problem eating fruits, it seems, but vegetables is one of those difficult things. Many people are doing this in the form of liquid vegetables. Why is this an easy and healthy way to consume much of what we should be eating?
Yeah, I think it's a great I'm really happy with the trend that's taking place because, I mean, if you're in a somewhat metropolitan city, you're seeing juice bars and smoothie places pop up left, right, and center, which is great. I think people are becoming more aware of the power of smoothies and juices because, let's just take a smoothie as an example. Not a lot of people enjoy eating salad or vegetables by themselves. But when you can disguise them in a smoothie and maybe throw in one or two fruit to add a little bit of sweetness, it's a very, very simple, quick, and delicious way of getting in 5, 6, 7, 8 servings of fruits and vegetables in a very drinkable, easy format. So I think with how pinched for time we are, and this, personally for me, I enjoy making juices and smoothies because I'm just naturally a little bit lazy when it comes to food prep. So I'll make a big smoothie in the morning, and that'll last me for several hours where I don't have to think about what I'm going to eat next because I have a liter and a half of smoothie just kind of sitting there waiting for me. And it's a really convenient way to ensure that you're getting amazing nutrition and amazing fuel in literally a couple of minutes. So I think it's a very attractive proposition for a lot of people who are pinched for time but who want great health and who really don't enjoy spending a lot of time preparing foods.
What's the difference between a juice drink and a smoothie, and what are the pros and cons of each?
Yeah, that's a really good question and an important distinction. So a juice, and I should kind of start this by saying, I'm talking about fresh pressed stuff, like so freshly made, not bought in a store in a bottle, so stuff you make at home. A juice is made in a juicer, and a juicer essentially extracts the juice out of the fruit or vegetable and discards the fiber. And that is very beneficial because it allows your digestive tract to absorb the maximum amount of nutrients because there's no fiber to inhibit or to get in the way of any of that stuff. Now, it's also a catch-22 because there's no fiber, you have to be very careful about what you do juice. And I think a lot of people have made a rather large mistake in juicing a lot of fruit because when you juice fruit, you're literally getting a huge influx of sugar in the form of glucose and fructose. And fructose is the same type of fructose that you'd find in Coke or corn syrup. It's the same molecule pretty much. And that becomes very dangerous for our liver because the liver is required to convert that fructose into glucose, which is the ultimate kind of energy that our cells require. But in that process, they can actually yield high amounts of triglycerides. So when we hear about things like fatty liver disease, it actually has nothing to do with fat. It has everything to do with sugar intake into the diet. So it's actually kind of weird to think about that, you know, if you were to juice, let's say, 10 apples and some cantaloupe, that could be dangerous. And there's obviously some very, very good nutrients that come out of those fruits, but we also have to be very conscious of the fact that if they're not buffered, if they're not slowed down by fiber in the stomach, then that influx of sugar is going to hit our liver and our bloodstream very quickly, and that's not a good thing for liver health or blood sugar levels. So juicing, amazing for nutrient absorption, but be careful not to juice fruit in kind of high amounts. If you're going to be juicing, focus on the vegetables. You can juice vegetables all day long, It's unbelievable in terms of the health benefits, again, because of the nutrient absorption is so easy. And again, focus on green vegetables, add in a carrot or an apple here or there, just for a little bit of sweetness. But the bulk, that like 90% of the juice should be around green leafy vegetables or kale or cucumber or celery, those kind of things. Now, a smoothie is made in a blender, and as you put stuff into a blender, nothing comes out of the blender. So you essentially have the whole food just in a blended format. So now you're getting everything. You're getting the fiber as well as everything else. And that's very beneficial because you're not getting into a lot of the blood sugar issue problems that might occur if you're juicing just fruit alone. And you're getting all of the whole food, which is very important because we need fiber. I mean, there's no denying it. We don't get enough fiber in our diet. Fiber is very important for a lot of different markers of health. And getting a smoothie is a great way to balance a nice balance between eating the whole food, for instance, in a salad format, or getting a juice in, which has its place. And then a smoothie is just another convenient way of kind of taking a whole food and liquefying it so that it's a lot more easy to digest because you don't have to really chew anything. It's already been digested in the blender. And at the same time, it still gives you the benefits of the whole food in the sense that the fiber is still there. So the two biggest differences between juicing and smoothies are that juices don't contain the fiber and smoothies do. And just knowing that, juice vegetables predominantly. Smoothies, again, predominantly vegetables if you can, but if you can throw in some fruit, that's totally cool as well.
All right, let's talk very quickly about the whole idea of blending, because for many people, they'll complain, well, I really don't want to chew my drink. And the average home blender will blend, but you'll get kind of a chunky thing. Even if you add a lot of water, it'll still be a little chunky. So do you have to invest in something that's a little higher end, like let's say a Vitamix, because that really will break it down?
Yeah, I mean, the Vitamix is roughly about $500. So I think it's the best investment anybody can make. If you only had to buy one thing for your health regime, if you had to choose between a juicer and a Vitamix, I would probably go with a Vitamix because it's just so to do a lot of
versatile. Yeah, versatile.
You know, so I have a bias to the Vitamix. Even the BlendTec I think is pretty good, but the benefit of the Vitamix is that it's actually been shown in studies to break down the fiber, the cell wall in those vegetables to such a degree that it's very, very easy to absorb into our digestive system. But again, even if you're just using something like a handheld blender or the Magic Bullet, I mean, it's still better than not having anything. So you're still going to benefit from that. And I know like when I travel, I'll usually take a Magic Bullet with me because I can just put it in my suitcase and then I'll just grab some berries and stuff that I can get access to locally. And I'll just make a smoothie in my hotel room. So, I mean, you just do the best with what you can. But if you have the luxury and the budget to go a little bit higher end, Vitamix, I mean, I bought my Vitamix 7 years ago, and I still use it every single day. So when you break down, like, cost per usage, it's totally worth it.
You've got your money's worth. So for those people that have never made a green smoothie or a juice, that would be me. Linda has had a lot of experience with this. What is your favorite green smoothie recipe? What do you recommend for those people that are beginners? What do you think is easiest on the system, tastes the best, and gives you the biggest bang for your buck in terms of what you put in there?
Yeah, I would say the best beginner smoothie for getting in greens in a delicious manner is the following. So choose any favorite green. So it could be spinach, it could be kale, it could be Swiss chard, it could be dark green leafy lettuce. That's kind of your base green. And then you take about a half a handful of cilantro. And those are your main greens. So then you put in a banana, a pear, an apple. So a little bit more fruit than, you know, maybe some of the other smoothies. But it's a great place to start. And then take a lime, cut it in half, squeeze the juice of the lime into the blender. And that's the key with greens is use citrus, like lemon or lime, or really cut the blandness and bring the flavor out. And then top that off with about 2 cups of water, maybe 3 cups of water, depending on how liquidy you want it. And that's a really, really simple. It'll take you like 30 seconds to make that. And that'll give you about a liter of green smoothie. And it's a terrific place to start. I mean, that's a smoothie that my 3-year-old and 1-year-olds like happily drink. So, yeah, it's really, really good.
And we will have Yuri's green smoothie recipe on our website. Yuri Elkaim is a registered holistic nutritionist, fitness expert, and health coach, and he writes the Eat and Run Diet and Fitness blog at U.S. News and World Report. Thanks for your time, Yuri.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
For more on green drinks and smoothies, Yuri Elkaim, and the recipe he just shared, visit the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org.
On next week's show, your husband loads the dishwasher, does the laundry, and shares in household tasks. He's an equal partner, so why aren't you having more sex? We discuss recent studies that reveal an egalitarian marriage often means less sex. Plus, the debilitating medical condition known as shingles. What is it, and who's at highest risk of developing this extremely painful skin rash? An infectious disease expert from the Mayo Clinic explains.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.